Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm told I should have 3 backups of all my data, but I'm on a budget and I have a lot of data. And even if I somehow can afford to back it all up, it's going to take all day with this much data on my connection. Do I need to back up everything? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about choosing what to back up. We've talked previously about the backup strategy of keeping 3 copies in 2 separate places, aka what many call the 3-2-1 strategy, but not everybody can back up every single bit of data on their machine. Sometimes it's cost, sometimes it's time, sometimes it's both of those things and other things as well. So, how do you choose what to backup? Joining me today to share some backup strategies is IT professional Tony Miklas. Thanks for joining us, Tony.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you break down the decision on what to back up into 3 tiers of files, and we'll get to those tiers in a minute. But first, let's start with why break it down at all. Why do you need to choose?
Well, it depends a lot on the customer. Sometimes you don't need to back up everything. I have some clients who they use their computer for Facebook and email and things like that. Some of them don't even have Microsoft Office. And if you don't have any applications, as long as you get that core data, you're good. Then I have others who have some simple things. And then the third tier is really I see more for my business customers in a situation. For example, if you get hit with ransomware, which has been very big in the news, you want something that'll get you back up and running quick.
So When you're looking at what to choose, some people may be picky and say, like, well, those are my temp files. I want those deleted. I don't want to waste my backup space with that. I get that. And other people may say, you know what? I really don't need any of this stuff. It's only the really important invoices or records or things like that. How do you decide, and how do you help your clients decide what are those first tier files, those irreplaceable files?
Well, the way I describe it to them is that these are things that cannot be replaced. They're uniquely yours. You may only have the copies that you have on your computer, especially if you're still working on a backup strategy. So that's part of it. Not everyone, like I said, some people are pretty simple. They don't need all of the applications backed up, and we'll get into that a little more, but you don't need to back up the actual applications anyway.
Yeah, because you could always re-download those in this day and age, or if you in the olden days, you'd have it on CD and you can just reinstall it. That makes sense. Do you have people who have a hard time deciding what's irreplaceable? Do they dither about which folders should count and which shouldn't?
Not usually. I mean, they take my recommendation pretty seriously. I do have my share of people who say, well, what do you think I should back up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you think are the most common irreplaceable files? What are the most common things to fall into that category?
I think photos is by far number one. I can't tell you how many times I've had people with photos of dead relatives, dead pets, and that's the only copy they have of them. Mm. But also there are some situations, Word documents, for example, are good. Sometimes people have audio files or something like that as well. Typical things like that. Once again, things that there's no you have the only copy. No matter what, if those die, it's over.
Do you ever run into things that people really didn't think of as irreplaceable? And then once you point them out, they're like, oh right, yeah, I need to have that.
I have, and I'll tell you, where that runs into is, unfortunately, I don't see it so much nowadays, but back prior, there were oftentimes people would have software that would store data files, you know, in obscure locations, and we don't even realize it until it's too late. One of the ways it's a really great way to test backup is when you are going to a new computer. Mm-hmm. And I help a lot of people through that transition. Fortunately, in those situations, I usually have a rule where we keep the old computer around for 30 days if possible. That way, if we miss things, I don't know how much I can mention names of different companies, but I can tell you that there is a particularly financial company that likes to store their data files in the public file. Mm. And people don't think to back up the public file. They think, oh, it's all in my document, so it should be fine.
That's a really good tip, is to poke around and look for the things in unexpected places. And every time I do a clean install, I run through that experiment that you're talking about, where I realize, oh, these are the things I know I need, and these are the things I forgot I need, and these are the things that I need to move over. That kind of brings us nicely into the second tier, which you call applications, which is another thing when you're doing a clean install, you pay attention to as well, which is which applications do I need to reinstall? Now, like we said, you may be fine if you have limited space to back up in to just do the irreplaceable files. Why would you decide to include applications in your backup?
Well, as far as the applications, most of the time you don't back up the actual applications in their installed format. The two things I will typically do is store your license keys and things like that, because most of the time you've paid money for these. Mm-hmm. And although they're certainly, in a lot of cases, if you lose your license key, you can certainly reach out to the publisher of that software. But my experience has been that can be a very painful task. You have to go, because you have to email them, and then they have to prove your identity. And sometimes you don't hear from them for weeks or even months. So I find it's just good to have those license keys there available. Or we're seeing more and more where you create an account, and that's fine. But I have a lot of people, especially people that have had computers for 5, 6, 7 years. And I'm like, oh, here's this application. Well, let's install it. Oh, it's on this email address. I haven't used that email address in forever. I forgot the password.
Yeah, that's a good one. I guess with app stores becoming more common, there may be situations where people can just, you know, get all their apps through the Windows App Store or the Mac App Store. But there's always going to be that program that isn't available in there, or at least for most of us, I think. So that's a good one. Do you have a recommendation of how to back up those license keys? Because I'll tell you what, I'm sitting here being a hypocrite, because all my license keys are stored in my email somewhere where I can just, you know, I would have to search for them. I probably should be backing them up somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I recommend that you create a text file and you put it in your My Documents or something like that. And in that text file, you list the program, you list the license key if it's available, email address that it's under. Obviously, you don't want to put passwords in a text file,
right?
And maybe a URL link to the program. The other thing, depending on how much you're backing up, is to create a folder on your computer called Application Library or something like that. And sometimes I'll actually save installer files.
Mm-hmm. Just to make it easier to launch them next time.
Exactly. It depends on, you know, that obviously starts to wear out the longer you wait, because new versions of the software comes up. But I've had times with some of the applications I've used, it gets hard to find them. The website's changed, or it's changed ownership or something like that. And you really have to dig through the weeds to find it.
Especially if you've got something specialized to your particular business. You know, it's one thing to be like, yeah, sure, I can get Chrome. That's not going to be a problem. But if you have point of sale software or accounting software that's not like a massive one, or that you've tailored somehow, that's mm-hmm. important stuff to consider as well. You mentioned passwords, obviously, in order to say, like, don't store your passwords in a plain text file, which I hope should be obvious. But what about passwords? What about backing them up?
So, I'm a big fan of password programs like LastPass, which is the one I use. It's great. But if you're not going to do that, at least get a notebook or something, write the passwords down and put them in a safe.
And that way you've got them. They're not easily accessible by anyone. Hopefully, you know, if you're talking about a 3-2-1 system, though, that is a way to lose them if there is a disaster or something. So that's why a password manager, I think, is probably preferable, right?
Yeah. I would highly recommend a password manager.
All right. Anything else in the second tier, short of just saying back everything up, that you would consider? We got applications, we got passwords, we got license keys.
You know, like I said, you know, sometimes it might be beneficial to keep the installer file, especially if it's one of those really obscure folders. The nice thing about putting it in a text file or an Excel spreadsheet or something like that is that goes in your My Documents, and now it gets backed up at that tier one level.
Right. Right. Especially if you're just pointing to the My Documents file, which is something that a lot of people will do. All right. So the third tier would be just backup everything. And I'll be honest, that's what I do. I just point Backblaze at my hard drive and I say, do it all. Take it all. Put it up there. That way, if there is something I need, it's there. What would you recommend? I mean, I use Backblaze, but there are plenty of other good software and backup opportunities out there. And that's only for cloud, right? You also need to have something that's going to back it up in your second location as well. What kind of advice do you have for people there?
And most of the backup programs I use, they kind of do it all. But to me, if it's the same company, I don't know as if you're necessarily hitting that 3 mark, because that something happens to that company or gets hit with ransomware or something like that. How do you know your cloud backups are going to be safe? So I recommend using different providers, you know, as far as like the one touch kind of everything backup, everything restore. I'll be honest, I personally don't use that system. And the reason is that I don't have it doesn't support a lot of revisioning, or it doesn't support revisioning. So you need to be real careful. If your backup gets infected with a like a ransomware program, and then that backs up, then you got to be careful with your I'm sorry. What I mean is with cloud backups that can be.
You've locked the fox in the hen house, so to speak.
If exactly. That happens.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But me, mainly it's because I just prefer to rebuild them all. But one of the problems you need to keep in mind when you are using that third tier is if you change operating systems, and in some cases, if you change hardware. Now, I have found that's gotten a lot better over the years. But I've heard of situations, I'm not running into them directly, just because we don't do that often. But like if you're switching HAL, you know, it's called a HAL, hardware abstraction layer, which is like going from an Intel platform to an AMD platform. Sometimes you can have problems with those backups.
Yeah. Or as you know, older file table systems, you know, fall out of favor, your new operating system may not be exactly friendly to those older file systems, especially if you've got older cold storage kind of stuff. So always something to think about. I also throw in to backup strategies, any cloud file storage system you use, not as a strategy, but as something that you can remember as part of your backup. So if you're using OneDrive or maybe Dropbox or Box, that I feel like, and tell me what you think about this, kind of acts as another backup on your tier one, because it may not have everything, but you're going to have a lot of the things that you're comfortable sharing with folks backed up there as well.
Yeah, that's a really great system, and a lot. The nice thing about those is they're pretty low cost. Google Drive, OneDrive, typically you get a certain amount of space for free. iCloud as well, and even to pay for it, it's pretty minimal. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I pay $20 a year for, I want to say 250 gigs of storage on Google Drive, which is plenty for me.
Yeah, because you're not a crazy person who's trying to back up an entire 2 terabyte hard drive into the cloud. I don't know anyone like that besides myself. But that can get costly if you try to start doing bigger things like that. But yeah, you don't need to be putting everything into the cloud.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times the other thing that we need to keep in mind with a lot of those file syncing utilities is you need to make sure it's actually working, right? And it's actually doing that. They've gotten better now. They have, check boxes and things like that. But, you know, I can tell you, in fact, right now I've got to fix it. I've got a client file that Google Drive just isn't backing up for some reason. Mm-hmm. And it's important if you're going to use that file syncing type of system that you keep track of those things.
So to review, your tier one, if you just want to back up the minimal, is your irreplaceable files. A lot of times that's going to be your My Documents folder. And if you are the kind of person who does clean installs, that's a great time to sort of document where all those different files are if they're not in the My Documents folder as you move things over. Tier two would be applications, particularly the data around the applications, the licenses, maybe the installer files and passwords in tier two as well. And then three would be some way to just say, let me just point it all, put it all on my NAS, put it all in the cloud, et cetera. Anything else that you want to add here, Tony?
You know, I do want to there are programs out there. You know, my personal favorite is Carbonite that have a very nice set it and forget it kind of system. And it will allow you to there is a cost to that, but it will allow you to support, to back up all those mission critical files and have that revisioning that you don't normally get with OneDrive or Google Drive or one of those types of programs. If you're afraid of the cloud, you don't want to store stuff on the cloud, and you don't want to pay, there's always thumb drives. I mean, you can pick up a thumb drive. You can, and what you would do is you pick up at least two, maybe more than that, and just periodically back up all those mission critical files to that thumb drive. When you're done with the thumb drive, it's important that you don't store it in your house, because if there's a disaster like a fire or a flood or a hurricane or earthquake, you could lose that and then you're out of luck. So I recommend people store it preferably in another town. Because, you know, in some areas you'll get hit regionally with things. I mean, hurricanes can affect several towns.
Yeah, sure. So you want to keep it far enough away that if you lose your data because of a local incident, your other backup wasn't always also affected by that same incident. Makes perfect sense. Well, Tony, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat.
It was my pleasure.
I hope this helps folks understand the questions they need to ask about data. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about what to choose to back up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.